Test 9. Part 1. Short Conversations. For each question in your test booklet, you will hear a short conversation. Each conversation has a short title to tell you what it is about. Listen to the conversation and choose the letter of the choice that best answers the question that appears in your test booklet. You will not hear the question. You will see it and read it. You will read it quietly to yourself. Use your pencil to mark your answer on your answer sheet. You are allowed to take notes in the test booklet. Now, look at example X and listen to the following conversation.
Example: Watching an eclipse.
Hey, you've heard about the eclipse, right?
What? No, what eclipse? There's an eclipse tonight?
Yep, there is. It's not a full lunar eclipse, just a partial one. But it should definitely be noticeable if you're paying attention to the moon. It starts kind of late, though, at 2:10.
At 2:10 a.m.?
That's right. We're taking the opportunity to go out for a nice meal and then to the late show at the cinema, so we'll still be wide awake at 2. Making a sort of occasion of it, you know? You can come along if you like. I've already made some special boxes with pinholes to view it. It'll be fun.
It does sound fun, but I've got an 8 a.m. lecture tomorrow.
One, exam advice.
Hi, Jenny. You look a bit stressed out.
Well, I'm trying to revise a term's work in less than a week.
Sounds like you've bitten off more than you can chew.
Working under pressure isn't my thing. I have only myself to blame. I should have started earlier.
All's not lost. But packing a term's work into a week is not just impractical, it's impossible. I think that it's not a bad idea to revise topics that haven't come up recently in exams. That being said, it's better to have a little knowledge of quite a few subjects than to know a lot about a very few. I would take that route if I were you.
Two, suggestions for a present. Oh no! It's Jack's birthday next Monday, and I don't know what to get him.
So, what are his interests?
They're rather limited. Just football, really.
Hmm. What kind of budget are we looking at?
Well, $30 tops. But my budget is limited.
A football scarf would set you back $20. Or you could buy him a ticket to a football match. I guess that'd be around $10 for a local match. If you bought him a sweater, that'd probably be your budget limit.
I think the last suggestion's the best. I'll go for that. Three, a night out.
Hi there. I was wondering whether you'd like to go to the cinema.
Sounds good, but I was going to stay in and do my homework tonight.
The film I was going to suggest is under 2 hours long.
But it's getting to and from the cinema. It would be quicker to go for a pizza.
If we go for that option, you'd have time to fit in your homework, too.
Okay, agreed then. Four, buying a dress. That's just my style. I love that dress.
You mean the floral one or the checked one?
Neither. That one there.
But stripes don't suit you. I think the floral one would be just your thing.
It's quite pretty, I agree. And I guess it's quite flattering. Still, I'll try on the one that caught my eye first. Five, choosing a course.
Hi, haven't seen you for ages. Did you decide on a course for next semester?
Well, it was a tough decision to choose between applied psychology, sociology, and clinical psychology. But I think I made the right choice.
So you opted for the last, I bet.
That's the one I would have gone for, sure. But I had a change of heart.
Oh? That's surprising, as I know you're really into clinical psychology. So what was your decision?
Well, I wanted something more career-focused. Sociology, therefore, lost out to applied psychology in the end. Six, favorite films. Oh, there's a new action movie on this week.
Didn't think that was your thing. I thought you were more into romance and the occasional drama.
Actually, my taste in movies is always changing. Currently, I'm into a completely different genre.
You mean, like, action movies?
I like the occasional one, admittedly. But they come second best to a good psychological thriller. And romantic movies and drama come even further down the list nowadays. Seven, planning a vacation.
What do you say to an adventure vacation this year?
Well, it would certainly be a change from a beach vacation.
So, is that a yes, then?
It sounds fun, but I know I'm quite happy with what we usually do.
But you yourself said a change would be good.
I said it would be a change. So would a golfing vacation, but that doesn't mean I would go on one. Eight. At the florist shop.
I'd like a bunch of roses, please.
What color? Or do you have no preference?
Red, I guess. But what other colors do you have?
Well, we have a special offer on yellow and pink roses. You can get a 20% discount today on those colors.
That sounds good.
Of course, red is always the color of romance, whereas yellow and pink symbolize friendship.
On second thoughts, I'll stick with my first choice, if that's okay with you.